This is Will Houck with KNBC, and I'm talking to Kenny Roby of Six String Drag. Thanks for joining me today, Kenny.
Hey, thanks for having me, Will.
All right, first off, you've been a singer-songwriter for some time now and been involved in all kinds of projects. Can you tell us a little about yourself and the bands you played in over the years?
Well, Six String Drag's been going on and off since, I guess, around 93. Before that, I was in this kind of a punk rock band as a teenager, as a lead singer, and then eventually started playing guitar and writing more singer-songwriter-type songs, tapping into some of the other stuff I grew up with and what I was into besides punk rock and rock stuff, kind of mixing some of the Neil Young and the country influences, but just like everybody else in the 90s. Mm-hmm. I then we made a new record, Top of the World, last year, which is sort of still playing, touring in support of, and I'm doing solo shows now. So, and I'll be making a new solo record in California in September as well. So some different folks.
Cool.
So still doing both solo stuff and band stuff.
Right. Well, that most recent release, Top of the World, is a great album. I played on my show quite a bit. One of my favorite songs, I can't play it on air because of the FCC, but one of my favorite songs is Small Town Punks. And I assume it's autobiographical, but I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about that song.
Yeah, it's one of, you know, a lot of my songs are more stories or character portraits or there's parts of me in it, but that one's pretty autobiographical. It's, like I said, I grew up in a punk rock band. I joined this band, the Lubricators, who were already had been going for a year or two when I was 15. You know, and they were older guys in their late teens and 20s at the time. Mm-hmm. And you know, like my second or third gig was opening for Suicidal Tendencies and all the others because they had kind of been going, and we knew this promoter who did all these punk rock shows, and it was too much nepotism for him to get his own band to open up for people he was promoting shows. He was promoting and booking. So, you know, we opened for a lot of cool people in Circle Jerks and 7 Seconds and Danzig and Jane's Addiction back in the day. So I was kind of thrown totally into the fire at a very young age. Suddenly I feel I'll never, ever, ever get away from you. I'm wasting all my time. All around and away from nothing but the back of my mind. And nothing's easy to see when you're looking back. We didn't really have division. You know, you couldn't have all the kids who were in the Black Flag hang out with a clique because it would have been two, you know?
Right.
So it was like, if you skated or used drugs or were different or straight edge or whatever, or hippie or you were gay or, you know, it was like, as long as you want a frat person or sorority girl and or you want a jock or a total redneck, then you basically hung out.
Well, you know, the album opener is Never Turn My Back on You Again. I really like that song. And I was just wondering what kind of sound you're going for on that song.
I don't know. It kind of always, it had a little bit of like a kind of a Pink meets Tom Petty kind of vibe to me. You know, mm-hmm. A little kind of weird sitar part. And, you know, and Replacements, just kind of a straight pop rock song. You know, just to kind of say it and get out. You know, just play a cool rhythm behind it. That was kind of the vibe we were looking for.
I also like the song Waste of Time quite a bit, and I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that song.
It's about a you know, guy in his teens who's hanging out with his friend who he wishes was his girlfriend, you know, classic story. You know, she always kind of pined or wanted to be with the soldier, you know, mm-hmm. And she gets involved with this kind of a sketchy soldier who just gets her hooked on drugs, and he's got a drug problem, and, you know, well, just straightforward, she ends up dying, overdosing, and then so it's just a, you know, it's from this guy's perspective of looking at her life and him, you know, he settles down and marries and has a regular family, and she, you know, someone he's in love with or was in love with ends up, you know, going, getting in trouble and ends up overdosing. But that's about it. I mean, there's not really a moral of the tale or anything, but it's just a story, you know, of these characters, you know. Well, yeah, small-town characters, which a lot of them are, you know, my story.
Right. Yeah, I like that, too, because it's kind of exploring those social issues without, you know, trying to be preachy about this or that, but, you know, just talking about the things that happen in small towns. Anne-Marie would ride to Georgia, holding me to pass the time. She was born to be a soldier's woman. I was a waste of time. Anne-Marie would never offer. Yeah, and also, I mean, you know, that record's kind of sociopolitical. I mean, people don't really talk about it much, but a little bit, you know. Obviously, you know, it approaches the subject of war and somewhat politics, and then, you know, drug issues in the military, and drug issues, you know, in small towns, and you know, and there's Walks on By is about the transgender thing, you know, about a guy who falls in love with a trans woman, you know, and in a small town, and they have to hide it, you know, and she moves into the town, and nobody knows she's trans, you know. Yeah.
Things like that.
Definitely. Well, you're on tour now, and you're going to be playing in Reno this weekend at 7th Street Station. And I was just wondering how the tour's been and where you're heading to after that.
It's good. It's been really good. I've been doing regular venues. I've been doing house concerts and some opening stuff. I'm doing a house concert in Boulder tonight, and I played at this one last summer in Boulder, and it went really well, and should be good tonight. And then I play in a couple of places in Colorado, and then I come out to Reno, and then I do. I'm actually going to take 3 days off after Reno and cruise with a buddy of mine up the Oregon coast and camp out and just hang out. And then I have some shows in Washington, and then I head back home, and then I have a week off, and then I play a week in Ireland and a weekend in the UK.
That was kind of my next question, too. You mentioned you're making the record, but I wanted to hear about any other future projects you got coming up. Is the record going to be kind of the main focus?
Yeah, that'll be the main focus. There's actually, that'll be all new material. I've been writing a bunch lately. And also, School Kids Records in the U.S., but also with the concentration in Europe this time, is going to release a retrospective of mine and Six String Drag stuff called Tired of Feeling Guilty, 25 Years of Kenny Robey and Six String Drag. And and just to kind of, you know, be some exposure to folks who don't know my stuff or the band stuff, or only know one and not the other, because that happens as well.
So where can people find you and all your stuff online?
My website, the band website at this point, is the same. It's just sixstringdrag.com. You can spell it with a letter, with the letters S-I-X, or with the number 6. You know, Facebook, Kenny Robey and Six String Drag is the Facebook page. And then Instagram, Kenny Robey _SixStringDrag. And then Twitter, it's both. I have an @SixStringDrag and an @KennyRobey. That 6 is spelled with the 6, number 6. That's about it.
I really appreciate you connecting with me. Good luck out there, and thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.